So I want to ask a presentation, Dr. Sao, from University of Florida, addressing the needs for developing management programs toward optimizing grafted vegetable performance and cost effectiveness. Sing?
It's really a good time for me to actually talk about this aspect of grafting work. I want to say that my experience with grafted vegetables are coming from Florida and sandy soils with very, very low retention of water and nutrients, so keep that in mind. And so grafting has become really commonly used to in hydroponic tomatoes production system that we have seen for the last couple of decades, and then now we're basically extending or applying grafting to open field systems, and as you hear from other speakers, really great benefit in terms of helping cucurbit vegetable and solanaceous vegetable grower to actually address challenges associated with soil-borne pathogens, as well as abiotic stress conditions. And both organic conventional growers are interested, and high tunnel, open field, and really a series of systems there in terms of utilizing grafted plants. And then while we are delving into this grafting world and really start to evaluate a number of rootstocks, looking at different combinations of scion and rootstocks, and looking at different production systems across different seasons and locations, and we start to wonder and asking this question now. When we are doing comparative studies and trying to evaluate those selected rootstocks and in combination with different scions, and we are actually exposing all the treatments to the same management practices. So, we really started to ask this question a few years ago, do we need to actually manage grafted plants differently in order to actually optimize scion rootstock synergy? We're seeing more vigorous growth in the field, in general, growth vigor from the grafted plants, and we are actually seeing also concerns from growers in terms of the most cost-effective use of grafted plants. So what can we do to actually better realize or best realize those economic gains by actually modifying the management practices while we're adopting grafting technology? So we really started to answer this question about 5-6 years ago by doing this grafted tomato research. So this is a 2-year study conducted by my former PhD student, looking at how grafted tomato plants versus non-grafted tomato plants respond to different levels of nitrogen supply in the field. So this 2-year study really showed us that they are different, and we are also a little surprised because in this study we showed that grafted plants, in this case, they were actually grafted onto interspecific hybrid rootstocks, and two of them, using Florida 47 as the scion, and they actually require more nitrogen supply in order to maximize their yield potential. However, on the other hand, under suboptimal level of nitrogen supply, the grafted plants also performed much better in terms of its yield, and overall, grafted plants actually showed improvement in terms of nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency as well as water use efficiency. So we now really start to answer more and more questions in terms of, okay, how about watermelon? And, well, we are actually seeing nematode infestation associated with those interspecific squash rootstocks in Florida situation. And how about plant spacing? And from our study with tomato with watermelon, we have seen that perhaps we could reduce the plant population by actually increasing plant spacing in terms of population reduction by 20 to 35%, so that we can still provide comparable yield as non-grafted plants or even maybe higher yield, but that will cut down our cost in terms of investment into grafted watermelon plants. As Brian mentioned, it's much higher compared to non-grafted transplants. And how about planting schedule? As we are utilizing the cold tolerance, heat tolerance of those different rootstocks and in open field, in a tunnel situation, and do we have good recommendation in terms of planting schedule when we are using grafted plants? So I realize that nurseries is actually providing some general suggestions to including histriol and trihistriol to growers in terms of modifying their management practices, in terms of planting density, in terms of nutrient management, but there is not much information coming from research, I have to say that. So I'd like to take this opportunity to propose this particular initiative. If anyone is interested in discussing it further, really trying to have a coordinated effort in terms of looking at multi-regional grafted vegetable management and see if we need to do any modification there to actually optimize the use of grafted plants and, again, to best realize the economic gains of using gravity plants. So really providing research so that we can provide some information, research-based information and recommendation to growers, and addressing site-specific farming operations and cultivation systems, and really looking at addressing the longer-term sustainability in terms of using gravity plants. So thank you.